Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Perspective. Now, I know that I have been gone since the very first day of the year of 2020. I recorded a podcast January 1st of 2020, and that was it, okay? So I've been slacking, but we're back, and I'm going to do a mini series from a previous podcast that I did last April of 2019, which was titled Inside a Military Relationship, The Keys to Making It Work. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm going to kind of just let it flow. So from that, I'm going to start a series, and this episode is going to be Inside a Military Relationship, Deployment in a Pandemic. So I am going to tell you guys about my experience of my first long deployment, the longest deployment I've ever had to go through, and also dealing with a pandemic as well. So if you want to hear more, let's get into it. Okay. Deployments are hard, and if you know anyone who have been through a deployment or is going through one, they will tell you the same thing. Not all of them are the same, but most of them will tell you that it's not easy being away from someone you love for a long period of time. And you deal with the ups and downs and the uncertainty of it all. I mean, just imagine not knowing if your loved one will make it home safely to you, and just imagine having to be a contact of just in case, you know, putting your address down just in case, you know, that's a very scary feeling, and you do not want that truck to come to your house, you know, under any circumstances. You don't want that. So it's very hard, and it's very hard dealing with all of that, and then you throw a pandemic in the mix. Like, really, 2020, you gonna do us like that? So I'm gonna tell you guys about my experience a little bit of a pandemic and the deployment and what happened. So at the beginning of January was when the deployment happened. It wasn't like the first, but it was maybe the first or second week. Can't really remember, but it was at the beginning of 2020. And when I got the news before then, in so many words, I was shocked, but I was like, okay, that's all I said. All I said was, okay. And for some reason, we kind of touched on it back in November of last year, and it was like a possibility. So I was like, okay. And I kept that in the back of my mind, like, this could possibly happen. But then when it was said, I really couldn't believe it. Anyway, I decided that I was going to be prepared for it. Although my heart was racing and I got nervous, I just said okay, because I said I'm going to be strong for him. I'm not going to cry. I'm going to be a big girl this time. This turned out to be the longest deployment between us ever, and the one where I was the most relaxed. I was the most okay, if that makes sense. Like, it bothered me, yes, but not like the others. So the first part of January was when it happened. The end of January was, as you know, the pandemic happened, and that threw me for a loop, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's not coming home anytime soon. So this deployment was only supposed to be, you kind of go in, set your stuff up, you know, get the job done, and you come home. I don't want to say exactly where he was, but I was like hopeful that it wouldn't be that long, because that was kind of the impression I got. But I was told anything could happen, I could stay longer. I was like, okay, all right. And when I tell y'all, this deployment lasted 8 months. Your girl was not ready. I was not ready. No. So I was not ready for this at all. But I did my best. I did my part at the best that I, you know, could do at the time with what I had. So It was very hard and it was very scary because, you know, at this point, things were going crazy in the US and, you know, we were all uncertain about what would happen and, you know, what we were going to do, how we were going to, you know, the next steps of staying safe and all that. So while dealing with that, you know, keeping your loved ones safe as well as yourself, you're thinking about someone in a whole nother country with people that, you know, they've never met before, people, you know, that they're having to be on guard with. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what is going to happen? Like, how long will he be there since no one could travel in or out, you know? And it was a very scary time. And I did a lot of praying during this time. Just praying for everyone's safety, not only his, but his whole unit, everybody, just praying that everyone got home safely and stayed safe. So during this time, you know, I really kind of journaled a lot. So I took up journaling the first day of January, and then I kind of slacked off, but I still wrote my feelings and how I felt and everything like that, just so I could get it out to somebody. Because when you're in a military relationship and you have people who are not affiliated in that way, they often don't understand how you feel. So some of you know, some of you may not, but we have been in a long distance relationship our whole entire relationship. We have been together for 3 years now, and it has all been long distance, and he has been active, very active. So that is why we have been long distance, and it has not been easy, but we're making it work. So that's going on. And then, you know, the pandemic's going on. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I keep my cool and we talk a bit and, you know, make sure each other's okay. And I'm always asking, are you okay? And I know some days he just says yes. And, you know, maybe he had a bad day and he just didn't want to tell me. There were very few days where he did say, no, I'm not okay, or it was a bad day, or I had a hard time today. You know, he didn't complain. And that's like one thing that I really admire about him, is that he doesn't complain. Although he may be in pain or he's hurting or he's tired, he doesn't complain. He just, you know, kind of says it is what it is and, you know, pick up and go the next day. So I really admire that about him. I want to say that even during a deployment, there are things that the person on the other side who's not in it should try to do. So I have keys, of course. So the first key is still the same as the podcast that I did, the keys to making it work. And communication is still number one for me. You have to have good communication in any relationship, but especially in a military relationship, it has to be good. It has to be solid. And these are one of the things that we worked on early on, which, I mean, it was tough. It didn't take that long, but it was hard to get there, to understand each other's language. And I think even when you're like thousands and thousands of miles away in different time zones, you know, different countries, you have to have very good communication to meet that person halfway, you know. So you gotta keep the communication strong, even if it's limited communication, keep it strong. And another thing, a little side piece on that, is when you talk to them, even if it's like text message, email, or a phone call, try to keep it light, try to keep it positive. Try not to complain or make them feel bad about being away because they didn't ask to leave, you know. And when the country needs them, they have to go when they need them, not, you know, when you say go. So it's their job, and we have to be understanding of that's what they do for a living. That is their job. And when they have to leave, they have to leave. So That's another thing. And I still sometimes I'm just like, oh, why? You know, but that's something that comes with time of dealing with, you know, you kind of never get over the you have to go feeling, but you know, it gets a little easier. The next key is keeping busy, which a lot of times when you hear that, you know, you do the eye roll like, oh my God, keep busy really at a time like this. But it is so true. You have to keep busy. You have to surround yourself with people that, you know, will keep you busy or do things, try different things, you know, that you've never tried before. You have to stay busy to keep your mind off of, you know, the nervousness you may feel or the worry you may feel. But really just keeping busy and doing things so you won't have to think about it is really good. One of my favorites, the next key, is pray often and worry less. Easier said than done, I know, but it is very true. I prayed a lot in the last 8 months of the deployment. I prayed a whole lot. And at first it was, oh my gosh, you know, God, I pray that, you know, he comes home really, really soon. It turned into that, you know, in the beginning to, Lord, keep him safe, keep his unit safe, keep everybody safe, you know, let them do what they need to do, but keep them safe. And then I was kind of like, no, don't come back, it's crazy over here. You know, so I, you know, at one point I was like, stay. But really though, pray often and worry less. When you pray and you really just, you know, feel at peace with what you're praying for, you're not as worried as you once were before you even said your prayers. So I'm gonna leave that at that. You know, you pray often and you worry less. So the next key is surround yourself with positive friends and family. Oh my gosh, cannot stress how important this is. Even if you're not, you don't have to talk about it with them, but surround yourself with positive friends and family. People that'll keep you laughing, keep you smiling, keep you busy. You know, people that you can do things with, you know, you probably can, you know, sit around with your family and laugh and talk, or, you know, go out with your friends and, you know, have a good time. Just surround yourself with positive people, positive energy, people that will bring you happiness throughout your day. Another key would be to journal to get your feelings out. Now, this comes into play when you don't have anyone who understands the military lifestyle. They don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. They don't understand why you're with the person that you're with. And that's understandable. A lot of people don't understand, why would you date anyone and, you know, someone in the military when you can date anybody that's not, you know? And that's very difficult to get through to people, you know. So you can journal your feelings, and I did that. Personally, I didn't do it every day, but I did do that. I did journal my feelings, especially when I felt a certain way, you know, at one point in time, or my day was bad, or I had a bad day of, you know, being in my feelings. I would journal. So when you have people that don't quite understand, just, you know, get a journal and start just writing. It doesn't have to be a long paragraph, just 2 or 3 sentences, or, you know, you can do keywords, whatever you feel, just write it down. So on to that, would kind of be like a sidebar of joining a group or a community of military significant others who understand how you feel and that you can relate to. Now, there's a lot of groups on Facebook. I'm not sure about Instagram or any other social medias, but I do know about Facebook, and this came to be a great help to me when I joined social media military groups. I think like midway through the deployment I did, and I was like typing. I was like, let me find some people to talk to. So I joined the Military Girlfriends, the Milso wives, girlfriends, fiancés. I think that's what it was. And then it was another group, I can't remember. So you're talking about thousands and thousands of people from all over the world who are in the same situation as you. They're living the same life as you, and it's amazing to see. Like, there's so many people that you just like, wow, this is a whole nother world. Like, thousands of people are going through the same thing I am, or they have gone through it for the season. Military significant others, they've done it and they're still doing it, and they give advice, and I thought that was so cool. And I also want to add that during this time, I think it was like almost towards the end of the deployment, I was going through different groups and I was kind of like, man, everybody's talking all over each other and you really can't remember who you talk to, and the famous line would be, I'm here if you need me, but it's so true. A lot of people say, oh, I'm here if you need me, let me know, my inbox is always open. I mean, like, that was so great to see people saying that to people that they don't even know, but they're there for them, you know what I'm saying? So that was really, really great. And I decided to start my own Facebook community group, and I felt like I want this to be different. I wanted this to be like a close-knit family, and I want everybody to remember, something about whoever they talk to. So I started the Milso Exchange, and the name just came to me randomly. And why I chose Exchange is because we actually write pen pal letters to each other via mail. So you're actually writing letters to someone and you're getting to know them the old-fashioned way, quote unquote, through mail. So that's why it's called the Milso Exchange, the Military Significant Other Exchange. So I started that in June, and it was a few people, and it was good. And now we have like 116 members, and it's been great. I cannot complain. I love all the girls there. We have such a good time, and everything is always positive, and there's no negativity or anything that kind of comes with the other groups of people down talking, each other. It's none of that. So I'm really thankful for all of the new friends that I've made. So after that, so my last one is to stay positive even when you don't want to. Just try not to have negative thoughts, and just really have faith over fear. So the fear of, the worst, don't fear the worst. You have faith and trust that they're gonna come home safe, and that all of them will be home safe. Staying positive is not easy when you have this worry of what if. So it's something that you pray for it, even though that seems kind of weird. You can pray for positive days or positive moments in your life every day. A lot of people don't wake up positive. You're not going to wake up being positive every single day, but you can wake up and be thankful and be grateful. And, you can wake up praying for your significant other, praying for, a better day than the day before. So those are my keys. And I just want to say to everyone who does not understand why people are in military relationships and why they do what they do, just sit down and have that conversation with them. Figure out, not get in their business, but kind of figure it out, and kind of just like, what about this and what about that, and I have a question, I'm curious about this and that, and you'd be surprised about what you find out. And I will always say that military significant others, that's wives, girlfriends, fiancés, they are the strongest, of women that I've ever met. you know, because you go through so much, especially the fiancés and girlfriends. Like, you're not even married yet, you know, like myself, not even married yet, and you're like, you're in it, and you're being very supportive, and you're there, you know, without the quote-unquote title, you're there supporting them and being there for them, and they get weak too, and they get, you know, lonely and feeling sad, but they're not always going to communicate that with you. You know, some do, some don't, but oftentimes they won't. So you have to be their support system, whether they ask for it or not. You know, it's needed being in this kind of lifestyle, and it's not easy. It's not glamorous, you know, and it's not pretty sometimes, but it's well worth it. Because you love who you love, and when someone needs you, you want to be there for them. So I just want you to encourage you guys, if you're not in a military relationship, if you just know someone, support them and, you know, ask how they're doing, ask how everything is going, because you just never know what people are going through, and they'll put a smile on their face and push through the day without a single word. So just make sure you check on your MILSOAP friends and family. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. And if you like it, let me know. I will do another series if you like. Just let me know. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I will catch you guys in the next one.